So let
This
me just.
call is being recorded.
Okie dokie. So I'll scribe if there would be anything to scribe. And okay, let us start with the agenda. So the first on the list is a brief update on the action from last call. I know why the people didn't join us today. Okay, there were four action points. The first one was assigned to Lorenzo. Lorenzo mentioned in the last call a need or a possibility of moving to an open source organization that would utilize, let's say, maybe not the gifts, but donations to our needs. And we asked Lorenzo whether to find out what are the advantages, disadvantages, legal implications of starting an organization.
So I noticed on Slack that they may, for now, they may have decided to purchase this call on their own. So as the, not sure, whatever organization they have running the Google Summit of Code, that this may be why they have not followed up.
I don't understand. Could you repeat that?
They discussed this on Slack channel for Google Summer of Code.
Okay.
And one of the guys mentioned that maybe they will actually organize it within their Google Summer of Code team and not through Hydra community group.
Mm-hmm.
So it would explain why we haven't heard back.
Okay. Okay, this would explain why Lorenzo didn't return to us. Okay, so I'm not sure how to proceed with this whole idea. For me, the status quo is fine, at least for now. Unless we know more about legal implications, I'm not keen to move forward with the whole idea. Just I don't want to, let's say, utilize any donations and then ask for any money without any accountability and without any implications, etc., etc.
It's something they would have been asking for, so unless they follow up, I think this is postponed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Okay. Okay, so I think we shall move to the second topic. Second action point, I think. The second action point was for Ruben, and it was about providing a brief agenda of the discussion. Ruben invited all Hydranians for a discussion about future of Hypermedia, Hydra, REST APIs, etc., etc. Let me just note it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he did post an invitation with a very brief idea of the whole event. For me personally, it's quite, let's say, poor. Maybe a bit, I think it's just not enough. For me as a private person, it's quite an effort to move to a meeting without anything specific. So there are no takeaways expected. I'm not sure how to proceed with this.
I think Ruben and Peter are going as well, and me too.
Yeah, well, you are locals to Ghent, I think.
Yeah, indeed.
And then I just take a quick look on, let's say, you know, trains from Poland, etc. It would take about 16 hours. So I think the only solution would be to have a plane, but it's not a cheap one.
Or to meet in the middle.
Yeah, maybe. So,
but we should have a fixed agenda then.
I'd like just to arrange some more detailed agenda and possible outcomes of this whole meeting, because I'm not keen just to take a chat about some fuzzy future of knowledge of approaches, etc., etc. I'm just interested in moving Hydra forward, and I would like to hear more about what Ruben has to do with Hydra itself or your whole team on Ghent.
So I would expect describe some more our ideas,
some ideas on how to proceed, because I'm pragmatic. It's just I don't like academic discussions that lead nowhere. We had this kind of approach presented by Marcus in the whole community. We had a lot of discussions and that led nowhere. This is my opinion, of course.
Maybe you should make an issue on GitHub where we can post our IDs.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, well, it's a fair fair
like
point.
If you
create an issue, and then I expect maybe some preliminary agenda, and then maybe a general idea of the time frame.
Yeah.
How you would like such an event to be structured?
Yeah. I can discuss with Ruben what he. Where he wants to go.
Just please understand me, because I do not have any, neither a scholar or academic nor commercial support. So for me, it's quite an effort just to have a trip half of Europe just to have a chat. So I would like to have some more specific, let's say, bullet points on the list just for me just to appear there.
Yeah, I will discuss it with them.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I don't know. Maybe I'll try to raise an issue on GitHub for this meeting, so we can put ideas on the agenda. So let's make it a little bit more formal. Okay. Can we proceed with the third action point? Okay, the third one was it was assigned to me. Yeah, it was about migration of triple puppet fragment repos, the separate repo within Hydra community group on GitHub. I'm somehow felt we have some discussion with Marcus about privileged access to GitHub itself. Marcus stepped down, but did not provide all the privileges to the GitHub, and we are somehow in a dead end. It will end up probably with me asking Marcus just to create a repo. Hoping I will have enough, or Tomasz will have enough privileges to move everything to this separate repo.
So I don't know about your access level. Maybe when you are allowed to, what's it called, transfer issues. So if you open an issue, there you would have the just under labels, and the your assignees labels projects column on the right. If you have more permissions, there should be a link to transfer an issue to a different folder.
Exactly. I do not have any kind of additional buttons. I do not have any button to create a blank repo. So this is somehow crazy. It shouldn't be that way. I'm not sure how to resolve the situation, because Marcus is not keen to provide elevated privileges, and we are stuck with this.
Yeah, we just have to keep pushing Marcus for control over the organization on GitHub. Otherwise, it's just going to be a constant pain.
Yeah. Okay. The fourth action point was assigned to Tomasz. Describe on how to proceed with pull requests. I think it was an idea to a little bit to move the call for consensus from the mailing list to GitHub.
I not actually sent out a formal proposal, but that's a bit of a bummer on my end. Although we are still in this regard, we are still kind of blocked by.
I barely hear you, Tomasz. Is it only me or?
I don't know, correct? How do you receive me?
I don't understand you that well.
Okay.
So maybe it's my side.
There's a lot of noise.
Yeah, sorry. Something on the wire.
I do not understand the word.
Yeah, I don't understand you.
Okay, we've lost Tomasz. Let's wait a little bit longer. Maybe he will reconnect to some technical issues. There are actually quite a lot of pull requests awaiting for being merged. And I've called on the mailing list for people just to leave any feedback if they want, of course, and I expect merge those pull requests probably this week, because these are about 2 weeks old, and these pull requests should close several issues on GitHub, so I think it's
right.
It's a progress. It's a great progress regarding the last 3 years.
Great, yeah. I need to catch up a lot of things.
Yeah. Okay, we got Thomas back.
Okay. Is it any better?
Yes, it's much better. Okay, I've just said, Breck, that there are several pull requests, and I've made a call on the mailing list for people to leave any feedback. I expect to merge those pull requests this week. I think we don't want to wait too long for these pull requests to be merged, as these will close several issues on GitHub, which is a great progress.
Yeah, so my proposal, what I said last time, is to actually, what you were saying, move this formally into GitHub, like most open source projects do. So have a bunch more reviewers require reviews on approvals on pull requests to call for consensus over GitHub comments and those approvals. And then every time there's an approved pull request, we merge it. And we don't need to overthink stuff here.
Okay. And
the issue in the past few years was the disconnect. So there would be some voting on the mailing list. There would be an approval, and it's not reflected in the issues. And eventually, there's no one really reflecting, implementing those agreed upon changes in the spec. Maybe moving more of this weight into GitHub.
I agree.
Slightly help. That said, like you say, it's not clearly visible on in the list because we don't have the right. We don't have people being part of the organization, but some of those pull requests have been approved by me, by Asbjorn. One is pull request that I submitted, and Carol also approved. Yeah. So I suppose that if no one else, I mean, there have been some comments on most of them. Each one of those approved should be merged as soon as possible now. Otherwise, they will just be stuck there. And then if there's no one else speaking up, then we have to assume that they are fine.
Mm.
Cool. Okay, so these are the action points. Another topic. Can we proceed with another topic? Okay. It's discuss open pull request. There are several of them, as I already mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And
so till now, would be better.
Again, could you repeat?
This week they'll be closed. So
I expect so. I hope more people will join us today. Maybe someone would raise any objections or any feedback regarding those pull requests. So unless no one has anything against, I will do so. So let's say tacit consent. Okay, so I think there is no feedback here. So there are two topics left: extending vocabulary with explicit actions and Hydra logo licensing. Extending vocabulary with explicit actions was raised by me somehow to provoke discussion. This is a major issue on GitHub. It was quite fresh. Okay, half a year fresh. But I think even hotter topic is related to Hydra logo licensing. Unfortunately, we do not have Marcus with us. And we don't have other people that actually had a chat on this issue, had their feedback. Okay, let's maybe talk about this local licensing topic. The general issue is that the logo of Hydra is not under any permissive license. So in theory, everyone that would like to use this logo in any kind of work should ask Marcus directly because it's his under his ownership. This is an issue for the whole community.
Mm-hmm.
From my experience, if someone has to ask anybody, it will end up with asking no one and not using the logo at all.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a dead logo, exactly. So
it's a pity for an open community.
So there are two options here. Marcus will agree to put this logo under more permissive license. It's a matter for discussion. It's open for discussion on which one. Or another approach would be to create a brand new logo that will be, let's say, Creative Commons licensed from the very beginning. But this would be suicide somehow for the brand itself.
I'm more a fan of a new logo.
Come again?
Yeah, I'm a fan of a new logo.
Okay, you don't like the current one.
Oh yeah. If you want to start fresh, then it's maybe a good time for a new logo.
Okay. Okay, this is interesting. Okay, I'm somehow a computer graphics designer, but I'm not that good at designing logos. So unless you've got anyone that would like to create one for us for free.
Yeah, I can ask Mew, maybe. He's good at designing.
Really?
Well, if we go this way, there's probably enough people out there. It's not urgent if we ask just anyone through Twitter, email list. They may just be someone willing to donate their work and come up with a new design.
Just wondering, the Hydra CJ.com site, the logo there, is that the official logo or just
I think so. This is an official one.
Yeah, that's the only one we have.
By the way, because I'm not sure what is the license for the Hydra itself, the name. Is it licensed anyway? Is it a registered trademark? Is it protected by any kind of law?
I guess you could rename the logo issue on GitHub into a general Hydra trademark issue to set this all straight, because so I don't think there is any kind of trademark. Especially, I mean, this would be weird if this is an open community working through W3C. Would you really want to be trademarking that stuff?
Not really. I just don't want a situation that someone uses Hydra as a name in any way, and there will be someone that will chase him for that. It's the opposite. I would like to make it very clear that you can use the Hydra and the logo.
There's another Hydra, which is also some other piece of software.
Yeah, probably there are plenty of Hydras, including Marvel's Hydra.
Mm-hmm.
No, but yeah.
Just a question, because it was somehow stunning for me that the logo is not, let's say, open source. It's not free to take by, for instance, us implementers or early adopters, etc., etc. Actually, I've used the logo in one of my presentations, and in theory, Marcus could sue me for that.
Yeah,
well, probably. I don't think he would sue you, because if it's not, I mean, I don't know the law. If it's not explicitly stated as being licensed in any way, and I don't think it is until recently Marcus added that note in the repository, which anyway it only says what does it say? Oh, has it been taken down? No, update license. License. Hydra, wordmark, and logo are owned by Marcus Langhaar. Actually, I think this is too vague anyway.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean, Hydra mark?
As wordmark. That's the name.
The name.
How the name can be.
But that's the point. I don't think it really can, because it's not really significant, different from, or you know, indistinguishable from anything else. And there are other Hydras which probably predate this community. So it's just you know, it's just words.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, we need to have the whole stuff very clean, so we do not have any shades of gray here, because I don't want any of us community members to work with Hydra without freedom of using both the logo and the name. It's meaningless. It will scare people off.
Yeah, indeed. It feels weird.
Because the licensing is a nightmare today, and it's craziness.
So let's leave the name aside for now, but we can try and we can see if we can get someone to offer an alternative graphic design for.
Okay. Brecht, could you please ask me, or as you suggested, maybe you will come with something. You have a lot of students there, or maybe there are a lot of talented people there that would like to just participate and contribute to our community.
Yeah, sure.
I'm open for suggestions. I'll be grateful.
Yeah, I'll ask it.
Excellent. Okay. Okay. Should I assign this action point, or let's just make it a little bit less formal?
You can sign it too.
Don't worry. Let's leave it for now that way, because we just need to find our options here. Let's just talk with people. Anyway, can we proceed with the last topic? Okay, no objections here. Okay, as I mentioned, I've raised extending vocabulary with explicit actions just to provoke conversation. Unfortunately, no one responded to this issue on GitHub. From my side, I was working recently on some possible extensions of the Hydra, just to cover several topics, mainly those that I've put in my very first email to the community on the 1st January this year. So in general, I would like to extend Hydra just to make it usable in the areas that our alternatives are usable. So let's say Swagger, Siren, etc. So API documentation, strongly typed collections. I would like to open Hydra for non-RDF payloads, because currently, for instance, an operation can expect on can return a class. So this disables the whole solution, for instance, for I don't know, file uploads, etc. And I was working a little bit on how to extend Hydra to meet all those requirements. And I'll try to present the, let's say, a diagram with extended items and the vocabulary itself with new vocabulary elements, but I will need just a little bit more time for this.
Mm-hmm. Is it issue number
160? Let me just open this issue 160.
Yeah,
no. 154? Yeah, I think it's 154.
Pull request 154?
Yeah, it's a pull request, actually, not. Yep. Actions with exclusive target. Quite a long one. I put a brief diagram on some changes. I've moved the whole topic a bit further, and I'll try to present, let's say, my point of view. Maybe this week I'll see it's some more time.
So I may have said this in the past. Any work, any changes that we would be pursuing, for example, like this very pull request, I think we shouldn't be considering them unless there's at least some kind of example, request response pair, or even better, some example implementation that would be this client or any other, but at least to keep any such discussions meaningful, they should be illustrated by actual pain. So what Hydra cannot do, and a proposal of how Hydra should be changed to allow certain scenario. Otherwise, it will just end up in those endless discussions. I mean,
exactly.
This one is probably most all of these comments actually are from reviewable. So that's one would have to look at.
Yeah. I'll probably start in, I'm not sure whether I will create an issue or a pull request. But probably I'll start with new item on GitHub. I'll put the extended diagram of changes that I would like to present to the vocabulary. Of course, open for discussion. But in general, simultaneously, I am trying to have these changes added to Heracles TS reference client. Of course, it takes a lot of time for this. Probably I won't wait with those changes on Heracles. I will probably present the diagram and the changes a bit sooner. But I would like to have the discussion started, because Hydra, it's a great tool for hypermedia, but we won't win the market without any attempt of taking a piece of the pie from Swagger, from Siren, from other solutions that are on the market. They are great with API documentation, but they are totally not usable for hypermedia. So I would like Hydra to have both worlds.
Then again, unless it is actually coupled with some kind of development,
yeah, tooling,
this will be very hard. But this particular issue actually on GitHub is actually interesting, because if you look at the end, there's a bunch of reviews. It says, "Okay, I reviewed the last one is review says review 7 of 8 files, and then Marcus says change looks good, and it just breaks there.
Yeah, exactly. Mean
so yeah,
I even don't know whether there was any kind of consensus or nothing. It just in a void. It's a dead end for me, this pull weekend, especially when the Elf Pavlik disappeared half a year ago. Because if this was his mainly his idea, this the actions. Anyway, look forward for the mailing list. I'll try to put this whole topic in motion as soon as possible.
Okay.
So it's crucial, I think, for future of Hydra itself. Okay, we're out of topics. Unless any one of you would like to raise anything else, I think we could call it a day.
Yeah. I'll read myself in the topic of the explicit actions.
Yeah, this one might be quite interesting. I remember reviewing it as well. Yeah. So my general thought, because the pull request changes a lot of the use case documents.
Mm.
So I've been thinking about this, but of course it's always an issue of someone's effort and time put in work making these use cases actual running code. But for that, so we have the client,
mm-hmm.
We have multiple clients, we have some backend that people have been developing, but of course none of them, even fully implemented Hydra backend, would not implement the new changes, right?
True. Mm.
So I've been thinking, and I don't know how this can be made possible to, like I said, to change, for example, this very pull request into working code. I don't know. You guys in Belgium work on the triple pattern fragments.
Yeah.
But is there any more Hydra enabled software that you are developing?
Yeah, most of it is in the Communica platform. So lately I implemented the page collection view in Communica. So the next and the previous pages. But that's it for now. But we're looking into implementing more in Communica.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of feedback that we need. We need someone trying to implement the spec and then coming back to the community saying that some kind of controls were not possible with the current structures.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell it, this name, Communica?
What did you say?
This name, this Communica, can you just
type
it on chat or IRC? I don't know. Ah, okay, I can see.
So I mentioned on the list, I think, in January, I spoke to Kevin Danglas from France. I cannot pronounce their company name, but they've been building the APA platform, so Symfony component, that's a PHP backend.
Mm-hmm.
And again, well, they allegedly implement Hydra, all of Hydra, but they have not been contributing back. And I asked him to return with any feedback that they may have, anything that didn't work for them, they found hard, they couldn't implement.
Mm-hmm.
And without this kind of looping back, even any one of those pull requests will be just speculative.
just guessing of features that may or may not work in real scenarios.
What is the name of the implementation?
API platform.
Just like this?
api-platform.com.
Okay.
Yeah. But unless we can get them to contribute more, it would be great if you could share whatever pains that you've had with Munica.
Yeah.
This way we can actually move forward with expectation of meaningful results.
Mm-hmm. I think both me and Tomasz, we have our own experiences with Hydra. So probably these experiences are driving our development efforts. Am I correct, Tomasz?
Yeah, but currently it was not production code. So more of, research,
yeah.
Part-time, yeah. Whatever I want to make this happen. So this means it's just as meaningful as any other development, but it just means that I have that much less time, right?
Mm-hmm. Same here. Don't worry.
And if, there is a project in my company coming up sometime this quarter that we would be doing Hydra. So this hopefully will mean that I will have some more more feedback.
Okay.
Trying different things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we need to start somewhere. And if API platform is a dead end for now, and so am I and Carol to some degree, then I would kindly ask Communica to to get back to us.
What I can do, yeah. I need to find my way into this stuff, but I'll try to keep it up, to stay up to date and see what I can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, to start small, it would be great. And we've wasted this opportunity over the last couple of months or years.
Years. Don't hesitate. 3 years.
No. Yeah. But what I'm saying, we wasted some feedback coming back, saying people saying that stuff isn't clear. It's not that they tried implementing things and they were unable because the spec isn't complete or extensible or whatever. They were just saying that they don't understand or there's not enough information. So that is just as useful as feedback. So if there's that's probably will be also easier for your line. If you implemented, you say you implemented collections in Communica, I'm sure you faced some challenges figuring stuff out.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is people asking questions. It will be to what we need to improve first, and then small steps.
Okay. Yeah. But now I'm looking more into new features, not collections, but the other stuff.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Cool. Are there any other stuff that you would like to raise, or we have just about 12 minutes left?
Yeah, not really.
Not really. Okay, so I'll try to come with my idea of changes of adding new features to Hydra as soon as possible. I expect this to happen this week. I hope it will start some discussion, and I'll try to come with proper pull request for Herakles TS that would come with all these changes developed in the reference client, hoping this synergy between the spec changes and the code that actually reflects them will just do the trick and move whole Hydra in motion.
Yeah. Great.
Okay. So thank you very much for attending to this call. I hope the next call will be more occupied by people. Anyway, thank you, Brett, for joining us. I hope you will stay with us longer.
Try to get more people to hear.
Yes, yes. Spread the word. We are back. We are alive. We are moving.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
Bye.
Or day. And cheers. Bye-bye.
See you next time.